you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, Miss Javon?
I am great and lovely.
Good. Awesome. I am lovely as well. Today we come to y'all with a topic, a hot topic, because there have been several things kind of going around this ordeal. So we want to talk about social media etiquette.
Yes.
It seems like no one has social media etiquette anymore. I don't think that ever was social media etiquette. So we're going to give y'all some social media etiquette one-on-one. This topic, we really came up with this topic because of what happened to PNB Rock, his girlfriend making a post. And before I state this, I'm not blaming her for anything that happened to him. It's unfortunate that you can't post location. First of all, I'm not even famous. And if I tag a location, when I tag that location, I'm already gone. So, because I have exes, I have people that look out for me, and I just don't want nobody running up on me. I just don't have time for the drama. So let's just talk about social media etiquette. Rest in peace, PNB Brock. We our sincerest condolences to you and your family. Well, not to you, but to your family and your loved ones, because that's a very sad situation. Okay, Ms. Javon, let's get into this social media etiquette, because that's not only about tagging locations. It's about being all up in somebody's inbox. Mm-hmm. It's about being on somebody's business page, mm-hmm. trying to conduct personal matters. Let's talk about it. Let's just dive into it a little bit, Mr. Vaughn.
Yeah. Something that you said, social media etiquette. I don't even know if anybody teaches that.
They don't. That's why we're about to get them a one-on-one crash course, baby.
So I feel like and I can only speak from a woman's perspective. I'm not a man, so I can't speak from a man's perspective. Mm-hmm. But as a woman, it's hard enough to go into business anyway, because we're sexualized, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're a beautiful woman, you know, it's, you're sexualized. People look at the sexualism of you first before your business.
Right.
And it makes it, and I find it quite disrespectful when you see someone having a business, but it's like you inbox them about wanting to take them out. Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying, okay, you can't shoot your shot. I'm not saying that. But when you try to, this clickbait thing, when you use someone's business as clickbait to get what you want, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, because I feel like and I don't know if because people have gotten good at this. Me, you know, I've gotten scammed early on, so I know what a scam looks like. And not even for like, not even just for bit, not on your business page, but my personal page. I get messages in my inbox, and I don't even check my inbox now. I used to, but not now. I would get stuff in my inbox saying, "I can't believe you won't believe what happened." And then it's a link, of course, for you to click on. But I mean, it's the same difference. "Hey, Miss Javon, I want to purchase a house and I'm ready to list. Can you give me a call?" And then you call them and they say, "Hey, I just want to tell you how good you look, first off." Listen, you sent me an inquiry asking me to sell your home and you want to talk about me, about my looks? That's not fair to me.
No, that's, it's not.
That's wasting my time, number one.
Exactly.
And I could be on the phone with someone who was really serious about purchasing a home or serious about listing a home with me.
Exactly. And I would say, like, some stories of myself, you know, someone reaching out to me, "Hey, I'm ready to buy," but then they're meeting with me. "This is my time. This is my business." But they're meeting me as a meeting greet. That's not how my business is run.
Right.
Or they're meeting with me to finally tell me, "Oh, I had other intentions." That's not fair to me. This is my business. So now you're playing with my business and I can't have that. And then when you bring things out to the forefront to address the issue, people think you're tripping.
Right.
And how is it that you're tripping when you're setting those boundaries? Because if the shoe was on the other foot, do you want people doing your business like that? Because you really put a lot of time, money, and effort and a lot of work into your business. You don't put all that in there for people to play with it. You know, my thing is that if it's something you want from that person, like you want to take them out, be direct. I actually had somebody tell me, I'm be honest with you, I'm not trying to buy no house, but I would like to take you out. I respected that. Why? Because they didn't try to use my
finagle you into getting you to use your gas money to go to a Starbucks to print out all these documents so you can go over information with them for them just to say, "Oh, I just wanted to see you in person."
Exactly. That's not cool. That's wasting my time. That's time that I took away from someone else that I could have been putting into versus meeting you in person. You know?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, it is very disheartening that folks aren't honest. Because sometimes, like, honestly, honesty goes the best with me, honey. Let me tell you something. If you come up to me and you straightforward, I respect you way more than I respect somebody coming up to me with some bull shenanigans. Because I can read bullshit from a mile away. So if you bullshit me, honey, go on with your bullshit. Because I can read that shit. And I don't respect people who lie. I don't respect people that you're a scammer, basically, because you scammed me into coming out here to meet your dumb ass. Excuse me. Shit. Scamming folks. You might as well be calling people asking for their credit card information.
Correct. It's just disrespectful, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, you know, and it's a simple fact that, you know, we gotta do better. But at the same time, you know, that's why it's up for us women to set boundaries. But I want to say this too. It's some women who make it hard for women like me and other women who get serious about their business, because there are some women who do use that to their advantage to get what they want. There are some women who will actually sleep their way to the top. And that's not what I want to do. I want to earn mine, but I want my business to be respected, because it happens all the time. It's like the moment they do that and then it doesn't go in that person's favor, they shoot their reputation. Like, it's just, and then it's like they just cut off their money supply. I don't want nobody to have full control over my money supply. That's something I don't want that to happen.
Right, absolutely.
Or having something over my head. Like, I don't want that to happen. And it happens a lot.
It does.
So it's just that matter of, you know, respect women who really want to hustle and earn their own, and not, you know, they really want to earn their own.
Right. And also, I know we talk about social media etiquette, but let's talk about in-person etiquette as well. So listen, I was in the grocery store the other day and minding my own business, getting my groceries, you know, doing what I do, you know, getting my groceries. Now, mind you, like I said, I can smell bullshit from a mile away. So I saw this person, this man, he was in Sam's Club without a buggy. Who goes to Sam's Club without a buggy? First off, like, you in Sam's Club, number one, that's the first red flag. You in Sam's Club without a buggy. So I seen this dude at the corner of my eye, and I knew, I said, he come with some bum ass shit. So I purposely went down the pot aisle. Mind you, I don't need no damn pots, and I know he don't either, and he ain't got no buggy, so he ain't buying no big ass box of pots either. So big old big ass pot bag, big ass box of pots. Anyway, I knew he wasn't either, so I went down the aisle purposely. Here we go. He follows me. Oh, excuse me. What's your name? Mary is what I said. Married as a married woman. Mary. And I held up my hand with my ring. I just want to know what you're doing after this. Going home to my husband. No. What are you doing after this? Going home to my husband. Look, there's no more conversation. Now you're pissing me off because I told you I'm married. I told you I'm happily married. I told you I'm going home to my husband, and you're still trying to figure out what I'm trying to do. Going home to my husband, like I told you in the first place. So if a woman tells you that she's not interested, please keep it pushing. Now right. You're giving me sex trafficking vibes and rapist and pedophile vibes. Like, please get away from me, because I done told you that I'm not interested in you. I'm happily married. I'm going home to my husband. Please leave me alone. And this gives other men bad reps.
It does.
Because you don't want your rep to be like that. You want a good reputation. And the thing is, if a woman is not interested, she is not interested, married or not. Because I do know that there are women who are married or who are in relationships that do entertain other people. More power to you. That is not me. So when I tell you I'm not interested, please do not continue to follow me around. Don't continue to try to meet me up on an aisle, because that's giving me creep vibes. And I'm going to call the police or call security and have them escort me to my car.
Right. No, I feel you.
That is not cool.
I'm glad you said this too, Mitra, because I know I mentioned that some women make it hard for women like me. Some men make it hard for good men.
Okay, let's talk about it. Dive into it. Come on.
Because you have these vultures out here.
Hello, vultures.
And then it's like you do have some good men who might want us, you know, who
court a lady and actually get to know them and be a good man to them and possibly be a husband.
Correct. And they might want to actually build with them. But it's like, it's kind of hard to tell, because it's like, you just don't want nobody playing with your business. Just think about how many times that someone plays with your business, and then you're seeing so much setback because of people.
Right.
Nobody got time for that.
No, ain't nobody got time for that. And another thing, like, if you're serious and you like, but my thing is, that just tells me that this creep, and this is not the only encounter that I've had like this, because a lot of times I do, like, when someone approaches me, I already know what it's going to be about. Like, sir, I'm married. Like, and I don't want to get like I'm conceited or anything. Like, I know, like, because I've seen clips where somebody dropped their keys and they trying to give them the keys. And they're like, no, I don't want to talk. But they trying to give you your keys. Like, they really trying to talk to you. But men like that make it hard for men who are genuine, trying to help or really, you know, being sincere. Like,
yeah.
It's very frustrating. And I know that it's frustrating in personal and business. I think it's more frustrating in business, because this is how you earn your living. This is how I'm coming up with the funds to feed my family. This is how I'm living. And you fucking around with my living. Yeah. You fucking around with my money.
Exactly.
And that is not cool with me.
It's not. This is my business. And my business I take serious. And it's not even about you taking my business serious. It's like, you gonna respect my business. I'm not gonna entertain you. But yeah. At the time, I'm just putting it out here just to let you know, like, don't. You won't want nobody playing with your money.
Quit doing it. Yeah. Okay. Let's just play devil's advocate, sir. What if a woman, you know, came to you, you know, and just played with you? Like, that's not cool. And I'm not saying that only men do it, because I feel like women do it too. I feel like everybody does it. We can't put everybody in one box, but I feel like everybody does it. And as women, we need to do better too. Let's stop putting out these false narratives, like all we want is money. Well, some people do, but you know, women that put that narrative out there make it hard for women like me and Tanisha, who are really out here like working for what we want and not sleeping our way to the top. Because honey, that ain't it for me. I mean, I can't do that. That's not me. I don't like it. Please don't play with me. Because I don't play with people. Like I take, like I said, I take people's businesses very seriously. And if I contact somebody on a business level, I'm contacting you on a business level. Please know that. Know the difference of that as well. Like, I'm not contacting you to have a conversation or to get to know you. I'm contacting you for business. And please respect that too, you know.
Exactly.
Because it goes both ways. I think a lot of times people just get it confused when they see an attractive person. They just get mesmerized, and I understand that. But if that's the case, don't hit me up on false pretenses. Just do, like, be very direct. Hey, you know, I'm not interested in purchasing a home. However, I am interested in taking you out on a date. And let me make the decision if I want to go on a date with you or not.
Right. Exactly. Like, be real, be honest. Don't use something to think that's going to help you get what you want. Because now you're going into it misleading and dishonest.
Right. And that just say, I don't want any type of relationship with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's basically, and that's basically scamming yourself into a date with me. Because, oh, hey, I want to buy a house. here's my information. We can meet at the Starbucks. So you just got a free date out of me scamming me.
Yeah, it's almost like thin line between love and hate. Remember, she was had her own business as a in the real estate business, and he did all that, book, reserved the house, everything, playing with her business to still dog her out. Like, nobody got time for that.
Right. Also, you know what? And this is very, very, it's very sad that we live in a day and age like this of scamming. Like, scamming is at an all-time high with anything. So you just got to be careful. I think technology today makes it so much easier to scam people. So just pay attention to your surroundings. Just know that everybody is not honest. Everybody is not straightforward. You have to do your best at trying to be upfront and honest, and hopefully people will do the same. If not, set those boundaries. Set up boundaries where you make it hard for people to meet with you. You have to have certain criteria, and I'm talking to all of our listeners. Set certain boundaries. Because a lot of times people will test you, and if you don't set those boundaries, they will keep testing you, and it will get to a point where you get bitter, and you don't want to get to that point. So set your boundaries, make sure you're very clear with what you're looking for, and don't accept anything less than what you're looking for. And if they come to you with some bullshit, keep it moving. Like I said, I can smell bullshit from a mile away. So if you think you're going to come and trick me, try again.
Try again.
Because like I said, I was about to call security on that guy following me around in the grocery store the other day. Cause that's scary. Like, bro, I told you 3 times, married, not interested. Maybe I told him 5 or 6 times. I don't know, but one should be enough.
Girl.
God, don't.
Facts. That part.
Yeah. Persistence does pay off sometimes, but not when someone clearly states that they're happily married and they're not interested in you. Like, God, come on. Come on. Y'all gotta want better for yourselves, men.
You got to.
I know y'all all not like that.
Yeah.
But, and women, y'all gotta want better for yourselves too. Go to him, I'm sorry.
No, I was co-signing what you said. I said, yeah, there are some good men out there. It is. It's just sad that, you know, bad men outweigh the good, you know, so.
ORT, it might be it might be we just come in contact with the bad ones.
And I'm like, I do not want to attract that type of energy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it happens. I think we just have to be better stewards at realizing the BS. Because people will show you who they are. And you can tell how they're speaking. You know, because if you talk to somebody, let's just say someone contacts you and they want to purchase a house. And they come to you and they're like, hey, you know, I saw your business page. I want to buy a house. Okay, so what kind of house are you interested in? I don't know. Red flag number one. Most people know what type of home they want, the size of home they want. They know all these details. If they have no clue on what they want, it's hard for me to believe that you're looking for a home. So you need to find out what you want before you contact me. Because, I mean, that's just a red flag. You don't go to a car dealership and just, you have in your head what you want. You know if you want 4 doors. You know if you want a coupe. You know if you want a sunroof. You know if you want a stick shift. You know these details. So to come to somebody to say, I don't know what I want. I'm just here to talk to you. Okay, that's a red flag. Please get off of my line because I noticed you're not interested in a home.
Yes, it's crazy. It's just when people have business in general, just respect people's business. You know, just respect them. But don't, you know, that's the only thing I say. Don't use someone's business as clickbait to get.
Hello.
Just don't do it.
Right. Absolutely. And it's crazy because clickbait. It's funny that you say that because clickbait energizes our society, man. Like one headline, like it's crazy how one line in a song can cause so much traction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. Be mindful, like, if you have daughters, ask yourself, would you want somebody doing it to your daughter? Men, if you have sons, ask yourself, would you want somebody doing it to your son? Like, and just be mindful. The thing is, you have to put yourself in your shoes. You know what I mean? So if you wouldn't want somebody doing it to you, don't do it to somebody else.
Correct. And if you don't have no kids, would you want it to be done to your business or maybe your sister or your brother or your mom?
Or your mother. Yeah. Like, come on. And 9 times out of 10, that answer is going to be no.
Exactly.
You don't want anybody playing with your mother, you just don't want that. So I don't know. I mean, it's just disheartening that we have to have this conversation, but these conversations have to be had.
Yeah.
Because number one, we wouldn't be having it if it wasn't an issue, if it hadn't happened to Miss Javon multiple times, if it doesn't happen to me multiple times, you know, people won't respond to shit. I lost my train of thought, T.
People won't respond.
Mm-mm, I don't know. sorry, y'all. I lost my train of thought. Disregard. I love y'all though. But what are our takeaways from this, Miss Javon?
Our takeaways is, you know, just be honest of what you want. Like, if you see someone beautiful or you see someone handsome, you know, just go about it the right way.
Absolutely. Like
if you interested in something, just say you're interested, but don't think trying to get into their business is what's going to get to them, because that person is focused on their business and they don't see nothing else.
Right. Don't create false pretenses to interject yourself into my life.
Correct. Yeah. Don't do that. Just be honest. Go in honest. You know?
Right. Because this is the thing right here. You never know. Miss Javon might think you cute and she might want to go on a date with you.
You never know. But when you...
What we will not entertain is you telling her you want to place your house on the market or you want to buy a house and then get to the meeting and say, I just want to see you in person. Number one, that's a turnoff. Number one, you're dishonest. Number two, I will never be able to trust you. So now it's done. It's a done deal. You ruined your whole shot.
That's true. And meet you, period. By the way, that was actually number three.
Oh, my bad. Y'all know I be getting hyped. Shoot. I'm getting hyped now. Y'all pissing me off with all this.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, that is so true. But that's all the takeaways I have. Did you have any more to add, me?
I just want to piggyback on what you said. I agree completely. Don't interject yourself falsely into someone's life, into their business, because that it's just not truthful. It's not honest. And that's not the way you want to start a relationship off anyway. You know, I just feel like folks just have to be mindful, you know, of other people's time, other people's businesses, because time is something you can't get back. And that's something that I take very, 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 very seriously.
Absolutely.
You will never be able to pay me back for the time that I spent doing something. So, if you make me get in my car, drive all the way 20 miles to the Starbucks, all the way down there, and I went to the office and printed out all these documents for you, and I got everything marked. I took my time to put all of my sticky notes in there. I took all my time so I can explain this stuff to you, and we get there, and you don't even take my hand out because you just say you want to meet me. Oh,
the ultimate disrespect.
Yes, I'm beyond pissed. And no amount of chivalry will be able to hold me back, because that's not chivalrous, getting me down there on false pretenses.
Correct.
Period. Now, if you want to meet me and you want to buy a house, that's a different story.
That's a whole different ball game. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, y'all have a wonderful night, morning, whatever time y'all listening to this. I'm sorry I ain't been on point like that today. I'm just,
oh,
y'all
done pissed me off. Good, it was funny.
Y'all done pissed me off. Y'all know I can't talk. I get stuttering and shit when I get aggravated, so
that's funny.
All right, well, ciao for now.
Ciao for now.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read Volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak. That is TENISHAP with a double E.com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.